KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have rain. It's 33 degrees. We picked up 1.13 inches of rain over the past 24 hours here at KJAN. Messina reports 1.03 inches. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for mixed precipitation for Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties until 3 p.m. and until 6 p.m. for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, and Ottawa counties. Again, that's for mixed precipitation with rain, snow, or ice. And ice accumulations generally further off to the northwest. Otherwise, snow accumulations in the advisory area of anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, with the heavier amounts to the northwest. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated to call 712-764-6000. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning indicated there have been 27 more deaths attributed to COVID-19 since Monday's report, for a total to date of 1,872. Officials say there are 4,432 new confirmed cases of the virus. Cass County has 8 more positive cases for a total of 591. Double-digit positive case increases were reported since 10 a.m. Monday in Guthrie, Harrison, Madison, Mills, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Union counties, and there were also 2 more deaths in Pottawatomie County for a pandemic total of 51. The number of long-term care facility outbreaks jumped from 92 on Monday to 102 today. In Cass County, 3 facilities have a combined total of 145 positive cases, with 35 recovered. A record number of Iowans are hospitalized with COVID. Hospitalizations were up from 1,034 Monday to 1,135 this morning. COVID patients in an ICU amount to 196 compared to 184 on Monday. There are 89 patients on a ventilator statewide compared to 82 on Monday. In western and southwest Iowa, 62 COVID patients are in a hospital compared to 65 yesterday. 18 are in an ICU. That's 3 less than Monday. 4 people were admitted compared to 6 on Monday, and there are 3 people on a ventilator. That's 1 less than yesterday. The health department reports also that the state's individual positivity rate is up to 15.4%, and the 14-day rolling average is at 20.7%. You can see the breakdown for each county in our immediate listing area in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In area news, due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, Cass County Health System, or CCHS, is suspending its cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation services until further notice. That includes services for both Phase 1 and Phase 3 of that Phase 2 and Phase 3 patients. Stress tests and other cardiology tests, however, will remain operational at CCHS. 2 more Iowa prisons are reporting outbreaks of the coronavirus infections. The Iowa Department of Corrections says testing has revealed outbreaks at prisons in Clarinda, where 377 inmates and 16 staff members are positive, and Rockwell City, where 254 inmates and 4 staff members are positive. The Clarinda prison has about 900 inmates, while Rockwell City has 426. The department had released data on Friday showing an outbreak at the Anamosa State Prison and updated numbers showing 485 infected inmates of the 982 inmates at that prison. An additional 50 staff members tested positive. Additional smaller prison outbreaks have also been reported. In all, 1,145 inmates and 103 staff members are positive in Iowa's prisons as of last report. Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 9 a.m. today, both in person and electronically. During their session, the board first recesses to conduct a canvass of the November 3rd general election results, and once they return to the regular session, the board will discuss and possibly act on the closing of a county roadway at 570th Street, which is an I-80 underpass. They will also review and update a policy on the reimbursement for the use of personal cell phones for county business. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet in person in dial-in session this morning at 9 o'clock in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse. On their agenda is a canvass also of the November 3rd general election, along with an Adair Waste Management Agency management agreement, discussion with regard to a Mormon Trail campground expansion, and a report from Sheriff Vandywater, who will discuss inmate medical rates with regard to Adair County Health System, and the resignation of the jail administrator and hiring of a new jail administrator slash jailer. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency yesterday updated a report that we first brought you early Monday morning with regard to a missing child. Alex Londo, the Emergency Management Coordinator, said approximately 4:25 a.m. Monday, a call was received at the Shelby County 911 Center for a child that was missing. Shelby County Sheriff's Deputies, Harlan Police, Shelby County EMA, Panama, Portsmouth, Erling, Westphalia, and Harlan Fire Department personnel, and the Iowa State Patrol responded to assist in locating that child. Child was found a short distance from a family's home and was in good health, and he was returned to his parents. In our funeral announcements, Marion Sorensen, age 88, of Exira and formerly of Cumberland, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marion Sorensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Judy Warwick, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Judy Warwick will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Rich McKinney, age 72, of Nebraska, died Friday. Memorial services for Rich McKinney will be today at 2 o'clock in Grand Island, Nebraska. Francis Cooper, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life graveside services for Francis Cooper will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Victor Bird, age 75, of Persia, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Victor Bird will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Layman Williams, age 73, of Atlantic and formerly of Walnut, died November 1st. Celebration of Life memorial services for Layman Williams will be on Wednesday at 3 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Rice, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Hamburg, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Wayne Rice will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Hamburg. The Rash Goody Funeral Home of Hamburg has arrangements. Maxine McGinnis, age 98, of Stewart, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Maxine McGinnis will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Cecil Harris, age 94, of Adair, died Friday. Graveside services for Cecil Harris will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dallas Monk, age 91, of Exira, died November 4th. A Celebration of Life memorial graveside service for Dallas Monk will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ruth Faubel, age 94, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Stewart. Funeral services for Ruth Faubel will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donna Peterson, age 95, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Donna Peterson will be this Friday at 2:30 in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Genevieve Meyer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Genevieve Meyer will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Lilly, age 91, of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Bob Lilly will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Betty Jo Marcellus, age 81, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life with family and friends for Betty Marcellus will tentatively be held on Saturday, October 2nd, 2021, when everyone can gather. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. James Woodrock, age 81, of Manning, died Sunday at his home. Private family funeral services for James Woodrock will be held at a later date in this month. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Jimmy Morgan, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Celebration of Life for Jimmy Morgan is pending at Roland Funeral Home. Delmer Patterson, age 88, of Stewart, formerly of Atlantic, died November 5th. Cremation has taken place and no memorial services are scheduled at this time for Delmer Dean Patterson. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart is assisting the family. Lowell Jensen, age 78, of Messina, died Sunday. Services for Lowell Jensen are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And John Hansen, age 91, of Audubon, died Thursday. Celebration of Life memorial service for John Hansen is pending at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brockert, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.